Good morning and welcome to Dare to Dream. I am Pastor Bruce Mulberry with At Liberty. You can find us on the web at www.heartsatliberty.com. Thanks for tuning in to WFYL 1180 on your dial this morning. We're going to be exploring Scripture together today, and we'll be looking at Ephesians 1, probably over the next several weeks. And as we look at that, I'm going to be coming at that verses and chapter from a little different angle. Dare to dream. What has God placed in your spirit? What do you want to achieve in life? How do you look into the future and see the skill sets you need? How do you dream and turn fantasy and leave it alone and dream vision and actually start setting objectives? Where does that place God moves faith into action? Where does God place your dream in your heart? Are you ready to move on it? Are you still trying to count the costs? Or are you just letting days pass days and the dream stifling inside? Father, as we open up today, may we understand your purposes in our life. Create in us that vision that you want to achieve. Ephesians chapter 1, I'm going to start reading in verse 3, says, "Blessed be the God of our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. According, he has chosen us in him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glory, of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace." What a powerful passage, and I'm going to be attempting to apply that to dreams. Actually, the dreams in my heart. I hope you also have dreams in your heart. God creates with a purpose. He never has something that he brings forth in life without having a reason for it to exist. That's the same for us as his creation, a workman of Christ Jesus. How is God working in your life? Is the scriptures a foundation for you to choose from? Well, if so, he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. And he has made a choice for us, if we want to choose with him, that even before the foundations of the world, that we should become holy, separated, just as he is separated unto himself, we are separated unto him, without blame before him in love through the righteousness of Christ, of course. He has predestinated us. Now, there's a big word for you, but I like to think of that as a predestined outcome, a predetermined point of arrival. We have many choices in life. We can move from one vehicle of transportation to another and still arrive at the same destination. One's a little more difficult. If we have a mountain to climb and we choose to do it on a bicycle, well, that's going to be a pretty hard climb. If we're going to be trying to do it on a motorbike, well, that could get wet in the rain. Or we could do it in a car and be in a comfortable situation. Each of those have a choice, and our predetermined destiny is at the top of the mountain. Well, that's the same with Christ. He has predetermined our outcome. He has predetermined that place of arrival, and that is an adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to his good pleasure of his will. That good pleasure of his will gives us purpose. He created us with his purpose in mind. Verse 6 says, to the praise of his glory, in his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through the blood. And because of that, we are given the riches of his grace to do his good pleasure. God created all things to the praise of his glory. God also has planned and desired and is pouring out his omnificence. What a big word, his blessing, his greatness, his glory on his covenant people. Deuteronomy says he keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations. to those who love him and keep his commandments. He does this through blessing. Those in covenant, he always brings blessing and his favor. Favor is another word for empowered to prosper. Are you receiving the blessings of the Lord? In that, are you allowing his blessings to create in you the hope and the faith to go for the dreams that are in your spirit? I believe our churches are in a great position to bring that blessing forth in our lives. In fact, in many churches across America and around the world, they close worship services with a huge, powerful blessing that we call the Aaronic benediction. And that is Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 and on a little bit. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron, unto his sons, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Blessing generations is God's design. God's economy is giving. He gave breath. He gave Jesus. He gives life. And he gives blessing. We seem to hiccup at fully blessing the next generation. So many struggles in every culture across the world. Stumble with keeping the statutes and commandments before our families. But that's a different study. We're going to stay on the blessing thought. He works in our generations and with those who love him and keep his commandments. Father, open our hearts in order to keep your commandments. But in the blindness, in the deafness, in the blackness of the darkness of our wanderings, sometimes we leave God out of our life. Our serious concern is not purely biblical inerrancy. It's not even doctrinal ignorance, although those are major issues in our lives. But it becomes the laziness in our spirit, the laziness of our study for an authentic Christian walk. If there's anything in this world today, we need to be looking for authenticity. The world is looking to see, is Jesus Christ real in our life? Well, we need biblical understanding. We need doctrinal strongholds in our spirit to know our firm foundation in Jesus Christ. But if we're being lazy, even in the application of it, we're not going to have the authentic Christian walk we need. That's the difference in our lives. It's the indifference to truth in general. It's the indifference to this truth that impacts the witness of grace unto salvation to the world around us. Every once in a while in my reading and my study, I run across a quote, and it goes something like this. What's troubling youth today is a lack of respect for authority. They're running amok. Sometimes I read that to only find out it was written in the 1800s. It's amazing how generation after generation we find these truths. We struggle for generations releasing generations into God's plan. One major reason is we've lost the blessing culture. We've lost it in our families. So busy, so active in what we're doing, we must find a way to restore blessing between the parent and the child, between husband and wife. Find that blessing restored. As a pastor, I have found a tool that is an excellent investment for churches to take, and that is especially true in my own life, for it made major changes in my life. It is found with a ministry that focuses on relationships and families, because families matter. The family is the greatest opportunity to release blessing. The family is the greatest joy in daily life. Generations blessing generations. It's because each of our family members knows our secret places. They know where to push the button. They know how to get us angry. They even know how to protect us if we're out in public and our sibling is going to say, hey, that's family, protect them. But this is why I like to promote and use Family Foundations International and use the tools they provide. Craig Hill focuses on matters that impact the family. The family really matters. How can you bring blessing? Well, let's go out, have an interview with Craig Hill and see what he has to say. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord Almighty. Show me your glory, Lord. Today we have the joy of having Craig Hill, founder of Family Foundations International, with us. I've had the joy of working with Family Foundations for several years now and have found it to be a great tool in my ministry as a pastor, in my own life. It's helped me to dare to dream. And Craig, I appreciate you being on with us today. What has the Father shared with you?
Well, great to be with you, Pastor Bruce. And, you know, we've enjoyed our relationship for probably over 50 years, I would guess. We've been working together to help bring bless a family. And the main thing that God has been speaking to me really over the last 20 years, sort of a life message, is an impartation of blessing from parents to their children. And when we talk about bless, I find that most people don't really realize or know what that word means. When you use the word blessing, a lot of times people start thinking about money. Well, you know, I'd like to be blessed. I hope somebody gives me money. But that's not really what we're talking about. When we look at the biblical concept of blessing in families, we see some incredible things. The first thing that we see is that the actual meaning of the word blessing is to empower, to prosper. So when we bless someone, we actually empower that person to prosper, meaning we give them an ability to go forward in their life. And when we're talking about children, when we're talking about things that go from one generation to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, you know, generally in our society, people are actually not free to dare to dream. But we live in a society that crushes dreams. As soon as somebody begins to express a dream, what oftentimes happens in families is they are told, well, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. You, a doctor, you'll never be a doctor, for example, if a child was to express that dream, or somebody to share a dream of what they really felt like the Lord had put in their heart. And you know, you may be remembering back in your own growing up years, dreams that you had, and when you expressed them, people around you just killed those dreams. Maybe your own family members said, well, that'll never happen for you. You'll never be able to be a person like that. You'll never fulfill a dream like that. You'll never accomplish anything in your life. And, you know, we have found that that is exactly the opposite of blessing. As a matter of fact, those things that I just shared would be examples of cursing. And when we look in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, we see an incredible, incredible promise that God gave to Abraham. He said this. He said, I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. And Pastor Bruce, what I have been sensing for years is that since God gave that promise to Abraham, there's been one thing that's primarily been on his heart that he's been attempting to accomplish, and that is to bless all the families of the earth. And it's interesting to me, he didn't say, I will bless all the individuals of the earth. He said, I will bless all the families of the earth. And I believe that that is because the family is the basic unit that God created on planet Earth. And God intended for families to be blessed. We know that that scripture, Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, is messianic, of course. It's talking about the coming of the Messiah, of Jesus Christ. And that through the blood of Jesus Christ and the covenant that he made with us to forgive our sins, to give us eternal life, that's the greatest blessing that could ever come to anybody. But this is saying that God wanted to use families to bless other people, and that every family was to be blessed. So what I realized many, many years ago is that it was God's intention to bless, for parents to bless their children. So we actually identified seven critical times when it was God's intention for parents to be able to bless their children. And we found that in our modern-day culture, most people have no idea what those seven critical times are. I actually wrote a book on that called The Power of a Parent's Blessing, and you can find information about that book on our website, familyfoundations.com, or also if you go to www.heartsatliberty.com, you can get that same information as well. But either of those two websites, one of the other things that we've been excited to offer over the last 20 years are church-based seminars. So seminars that are led by trained leaders, and Pastor Bruce, you're one of our key trained leaders in the Northeast region of the United States.
And I've enjoyed being part of that very much.
Yes, and I just want to let people know that, you know, what we find is that we're talking about seven critical times of blessing. People just don't know what those times are. So for most of us, if we go through those, talk about seven critical times when God intended for children to be blessed, when we mention what those are, most people say, well, gee, I missed that one, I missed that one, I missed that one. My parents didn't bless me at this time, or that time. And then, of course, many of us now are parents or grandparents, and we find, well, golly, how am I going to give to my children an impartation of blessing at seven critical times when it was never given to me by my parents? And that's one of the main purposes of the seminar, Blessing Generations, that we've done at so many churches. And I encourage you, if you'd like to find out more what those seven critical times are, please contact Pastor Bruce at heart@liberty.com and get hold of some of this information. But I want to just mention on the broadcast today just one of those key critical times when God intended for there to be an impartation of blessing. Again, the meaning of the word blessing is to empower to prosper. And the one key time that probably more people would be familiar with than any other time is right at the time of puberty, when a boy becomes a man or a girl becomes a woman. And in our culture, we have no way to release a boy to be a man or a girl to be a woman. If I were to ask listeners today this question, when did you become a man? Or when did you become a woman? You know, in our culture, most people can't answer that. When is it that a boy becomes a man? Is it at 18? Or is it 21? Or is it when he gets married? Or when he joins the army? Or is it when he gets his first job? Or when he fathers a child? When is it? Nobody really knows exactly. And as a result of that, we find that for many, many people, there actually is a feeling that remains on the inside of still being a little boy or a little girl, still feeling, I'm still a child. I've never really grown up. Now, people don't go around and express that or tell anybody that, but if the truth were known, a lot of people feel that feeling on the inside. I've never really grown up. I still feel like a little kid, and people keep waiting for that feeling to go away. They think, well, maybe it'll go away when I'm 21. 21 comes and goes, and the feeling remains. Or maybe when I'm 30, maybe when I'm 40, and those ages come, that feeling, I'm still just a dumb little kid, remains in the heart. And you know, Pastor Bruce, I was talking to one congregation, and a man right in the front row said, you know, brother, that feeling doesn't go away at 83. And that was his age. He was 83 years old. And he said, I can relate to exactly what you're talking about. I still feel incompetent or inept or like a dumb little kid in certain areas of my life, and I'm 83 years old. And I began thinking about that. What was God's mechanism? What was God's plan for how a boy would become a man or how a girl would become a woman? And that we see back in the days when Jesus lived in biblical times in the Middle East, there was a ceremony that everybody went through. And every father had an impartation of blessing to his son that released him to be a man, and an impartation of blessing to a daughter that released her to be a woman. And we don't have anything like that today. You know, it's interesting, when you look around the world, you find in virtually every culture of the world, God placed or deposited a ceremony like a bar mitzvah that Jewish people have, or some kind of a rite of passage that releases a boy to be a man or a girl to be a woman. And every culture of the world has a ceremony like that, except our modern-day culture, where we have nothing like that. And, you know, the consequence of that is many people still feel deep in their heart like they're not really a grown-up. And what people do to try to release themselves into adult life, many people concentrate on making a lot of money, thinking, well, if I just make enough money, I'll finally feel like a man or a woman. Or if I can attain a high enough position in society, or if I can, some people join a gang in the inner city because there's a way to become a man, or if I can do something powerful, maybe become a bodybuilder and be a very strong man that could beat other people up, I would be a man. Or if I conquer women sexually, I would be a man. And all those things are really coming out of the heart of an insecure little boy who's never been blessed. And it even affects us many times in the church. I know in ministry, sometimes when there's insecurity in the heart of a Christian minister, he begins to focus on the growth in the church. If I could just grow a big enough ministry or have a big enough church, I would really feel like a success. And that's coming out of a motive that is not coming from the heart of God. That's coming out of a motive of I've never been blessed, and I want to try to do something to bless myself. You know, the most amazing thing is we see that Jesus himself in Luke chapter 4 did not begin his ministry until he received the blessing of his Father in heaven. He didn't preach one sermon. He didn't do one miracle until an impartation of blessing came from the Father. And I believe that God intended for every son to receive an impartation of blessing from his Father at the time of puberty to release him to be a man. And every daughter was to receive an impartation of blessing that released her to be a woman from her father. And what we see is in our modern day society, most parents don't know how to do that. And that really is one of the main purposes of the Blessing Generations seminar that we do, is to help people receive experientially an impartation of blessing from God, and then to be able to turn around and give that to their own children. We find that this is so lacking in society that many, many people have an insecurity that carries right on into marriage. And can you imagine if you have an insecure little boy deep inside who marries a scared little girl, and now they're married to each other in their 20s or in their 30s, and yet on the inside is deep, deep insecurity. Do you think there might be a setup for some conflict in marriage? And we see this all the time. Many women say, I feel more like my husband's mother than like his wife. Well, why is that? Maybe because in the heart, that man who is now married has never really been released into his manhood through the blessing of his father. And really, if you look at it, when a child is born, the umbilical cord is cut by the doctor at birth. But I've found that there's a spiritual and an emotional umbilical cord that still ties the heart of that little boy or little girl to a mother. And that's a correct and right thing. God intends for a child to be dependent upon a mother. But when is that spiritual and emotional umbilical cord completely cut that releases that boy into adult responsible life before God, or that girl into an adult woman responsible before God? And I believe it was God's intention that that emotional umbilical cord would be completely cut by an impartation of blessing that comes from a father at the time of puberty that releases that boy to be a man or that girl to be a woman. And you know, Pastor Bruce, I've seen this many times. I'm sure you have too. When we have ministered to people in the small group ministry in a Blessing Generation seminar, we find so many, many people that never received an impartation of blessing like that from their father. But when we pray over them in that small group ministry time and watch God, the Father, impart that blessing that never came through human father, we find so many times people are released for the first time from that feeling of being a little kid, and they are released into their adult identity where they really begin to feel like a man or feel like a woman. And again, that is so powerful. I just want to encourage every one of the listeners, please go to the website, www.heartsatliberty.com, and find out how you can attend a Blessing Generation seminar for yourself right in your local area, or bring one to your local church. So please contact Pastor Bruce at that website and find out how you can receive an impartation of God's blessing for yourself. Lord Almighty, show me
your glory, Lord. What a phenomenal way to be able to bless generations. Bringing blessing into your family, bringing blessings into your church, finding what it means to really bless others. Generations, blessing generations. This tool that I've put in my tool belt is a tool freely released to many churches across America and the world. There are seminars held in the local church called Ancient Paths, and these Ancient Paths deal with blessing, empowering relationships, The Question, which is a very great seminar, financial foundations. These seminars are given as a tool to place in the hands of parents the practical experience of being blessed so that they are ready to take the next step to bless others, to bless their children, experiencing Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9, fulfilled in their life. Therefore, know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love Him and keep His commandments. Luke also says in chapter 1, verse 50, His mercy is on those who fear Him from generation to generation. Father, may we find that place of mercy because the fear of the Lord is upon us, that we wish to bring Your desires to fruition. Our dreams come towards You, and You lead us into the paths of righteousness for Your name's sake. And dreams are filled with faith that causes us to create action with our lives, the skill sets You've given us, and the giftings that You've given us. Pastors, this is a chance for you to release to your congregants. Parents, release to your children. Children, to your parents. Anyone who desires to pick up the tool and use it to bless others. Because we are a body, jointly fit together by Holy Spirit, we are made for such a purpose as to bring the blessings of the Lord to others. Our gifts that Holy Spirit gives us as He desires is ready to explode in our families. We just need a tool to express blessing, to release. And we call this tool a blessing culture, or a culture of blessing. The teaching in small group ministry times in these weekend experiences will give you a great revelation about your own life and will deeply impact your relationship with your spouse and your children. The weekend experience will provide time where God can build you up in blessings and release what has been given to you or restore to you what has never been received. Release a culture of blessing in your home. Church leader, pastor, let us help you get the tools in the right hand, in the hearts, and into those that want to run with the vision so that they can have their gifts manifested through your body. One pastor in Maine, Pastor Frank, he also serves as a coordinator and regularly conducts FFI seminars. FFI stands for Family Foundations International, in his church. And he told us, in 20 minutes, the facilitator walked me through something that had been bothering me for 25 years. I became convinced that the ancient past was a ministry tool that our church needed and that the body of Christ could use as a way to help set people free. Another attendee, only this attendee was in South Africa, said and wrote to the home office and said, speaking on behalf of my family, we experienced a watershed moment together with our lives that we will never be the same again. It was so worth flying my daughter from Cape Town to join us. I sense in my spirit that through the representation of the different churches at the conference, that this will give us common ground to build bridges between us and between our community as a whole. When we develop a culture of blessing, we will not be able to contain it. What a wonderful opportunity in order to see what God is doing in our lives so that we can lead the blessing culture to others. Blessing culture cannot come without understanding. It cannot come without knowing that Ephesians 1 talks about that God, His good pleasure, has said how we can have this wonderful blessing culture. Where is your predetermined arrival? Are you in line with what God has set up for you to be into the praise of His glory? I want to explore with you your heart, not me personally, but allow Holy Spirit this opportunity to share the dream that maybe you had as a youth, maybe that you're currently walking in and fulfilling. I know that God desires dreams to come into reality because He doesn't give us hope without fulfilling that hope. Whose mind, His heart is stayed on Him, He will provide the necessary support and the joy of bringing to you the hope of your salvation. As we close our time today, I would encourage you, if you do not have a church home, come visit Hopewell Community Church, located at Five Points on 100 Commerce Drive, State Road, and 100. Come join us and let's worship the Lord today. In Jesus' name.